Oldie Lunch Recordings presents Lloyd Grossman talking about his book Benjamin West and the Struggle to be Modern. Sponsored by Doro, number one in the senior mobile market.
You said you were only going to tell one joke. Honestly. So far, and I'm away from that table, I promise you. So far, it's just turned out by happenstance that everyone speaking today has a gimmick, or what I believe in show business is called a shtick. Is that correct, Barry? Yes, he's nodded. Nodded off. So we had a parrot joke to start with, and then we had some reading of poetry. And my shtick today is a bit of old-fashioned visual assistance, because you will see that on your tables you have photocopies. And keeping in the mode of austerity, there is not a photocopy for each person. There is one photocopy for each two of you to share, yes? So I just wonder how many of you recognize this picture. Yeah? The death of General Wolfe. Now, I've got to say that I think one of the most overused words in the English language at the moment is iconic. Yeah, you know, if you listen to Radio 4, they talk about iconic hamburgers, iconic handbags, iconic everything other than pictures. And this is the most iconic picture of the 18th century. When it was shown at the Royal Academy in 1771, it created a huge sensation. So much so that Benjamin West, the artist, had to paint six versions of it because the demand was so high. But what West, who I've written a book about, what West realized was that whilst you could make money painting pictures, you could probably make more money by making engravings that reproduced the picture and selling them to the rising middle classes. The consequent engraving became the most widely distributed image of the 18th century. And it provides an incredible insight into various aspects of life in the 18th century. One of them that I'm going to talk about very briefly is what it tells us about money. Because comparing money across the centuries is always quite interesting. You know, you read a Jane Austen novel and they talk about someone being worth £2,000 a year. And you sort of think, is that a lot? Or is that a little? And when you try to look it up in a price comparison table, it either shows you a multiple of 100 or 1,200, which is not terribly helpful. And part of the difficulty with comparing prices across the centuries is that some things that were very, very, very cheap in the 18th century, like labor, are now very expensive. Some things that we have now, like televisions, didn't exist in the 18th century, so it's hard to make a comparison in terms of prices. Now, when the engraving of The Death of Wolfe went on sale, it was being sold for a guinea. And I wondered, well, gosh, is a guinea expensive? What could I compare it to? Well, I looked in Boswell's London Diary, and it recounts how when Boswell, as the ultimate young man on the make, came to London, the first thing he had to buy was a beautiful sword. Because anyone who aspired to be a gentleman had to own a sword. He went to the royal sword maker and bought a silver-hilted sword, which cost him 5 guineas. That's a super luxury item. So a sword costs 5 times as much as a black and white engraving. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that engravings were expensive or that swords were cheap? It's very hard to tell. But what we can tell is that a guinea engraving was really only for the top layer of society. This was at a time when you could live a gentlemanly lifestyle for £200 a year. So to spend 1/200th of that on one black and white engraving was quite a significant investment. The people who really counted in the 18th century earned over £1,000 a year. And interestingly enough, there were about 5,000 of them. So that's 0.1% of the population were the elite. It's the same proportion today. And it was the same proportion during the Roman Empire. So we are stuck with 0.1%. And what is particularly fascinating about the engraving of the Death of Wolfe, which makes it a genuine icon, is the fact that out of the 5,000 top people in the country in the 1770s, 3,000 of them owned a copy of the Death of Wolfe. And that really is what media people would call a level of penetration that television networks only dream about. So, you know, Strictly has got nothing at all on the Death of Wolfe. Now, what it also shows us about the 18th century is something about the meaning of truth. Because this picture purports to represent the death of General James Wolfe at the Battle of Quebec on September the 13th, 1759. Very few of the people in the picture were actually with Wolfe when he died. One of them wasn't in Canada, and another one of them wasn't even in North America. And you know something? In the 18th century, this didn't matter, because the idea of truthfulness in the 18th century was not reportage, not to record things as they were, but to record them as they should have been. And that's why this picture captured the popular imagination, because it showed the great, the first imperial martyr of British history, General James Wolfe. It showed him dying as he should have died, rather than as he did die. And this captured the popular imagination and gave it an endurance and a persistence and an emotional power that would have been totally lacking if it had just been a bit of reportage. And the tradition that Benjamin West established of idealized truth lives on even in, for example, if you remember the great World War II photograph of the raising of the American flag over Iwo Jima, which of course was totally staged, and in fact borrows the same composition as the Death of Wolfe. So there is an incredible persistence of this imagery, which affects us all today. It also represents, and my subtitle is The Struggle to be Modern, it represents something about what being modern is. And I was asked, well, what is it to be modern in the 18th century? Modern is very different from modernism as a style. Being modern is not looking over your shoulder all the time. And it's worth remembering that until about 1750, people were always feeling inferior to the Greeks and Romans. Everything was compared to the great achievements of the classical past. And West came along and broke the mold by saying that what has happened today is history. And it's a history of which we can be proud, and it's a history that equals the great achievements of the past. And that's why this picture represents one of the first great steps on the road to being modern. Thank you very much.
Lloyd Grossman.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for The Oldie 2015.